Heath Headley, who is the head fish biologist of Fort Peck Reservoir, is on the phone with us this morning. Good morning, Heath.
Good morning, Captain.
Heath, you are a salmon fisherman.
Yes, that is correct. I'm actually getting ready to head out here pretty soon.
Okay, so we're holding you from being out there salmon fishing. Thank you for at least having the patience to be on the radio with us, because there's a lot of folks that fish salmon over there at Fort Peck. A lot of folks really are interested in what you have to say, because you are the head fish biologist of the lake. You plant those salmon in every year. Tell us, let's start from scratch. Tell us, first of all, how does the salmon get into Fort Peck Reservoir?
So first off is, like you mentioned, we stock them, but kind of just backing up a little bit, we actually collect the adults in the fall when they start to, when they attempt to spawn. We collect them with electrofishing boat, and then we work with the Fort Peck hatchery staff, basically collect those eggs, males, fertilize them, and then they raise them throughout the winter months down at the Fort Peck hatchery, and then stock them back out the following spring. So, yeah, that's kind of a quick and dirty rundown of kind of the process and how we get them back into the reservoir.
Okay, so you do that, you get them in the reservoir. When you collect the eggs in October, November?
Yeah, we start around the 1st of October and go throughout the month of October.
And so then you put them in the fish hatchery, which is located right there at Fort Peck.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, and then in June, you plant them?
Correct, end of May, first part of June.
Okay, so how big are these salmon when you put them in?
So they range anywhere from, probably about 3.5 inches. But like this year, the guys at Fort Peck, the hatchery guys, they did a really good job. They were able to kind of push those fish a little bit harder. And when I say push them, get some really good growth on them. So they actually went out at about 5 inches in length this year.
Okay. Is that normal? Or is that are they smaller than that normally?
You know, it varies kind of, looking back at our stocking records when we stocked, close to 500,000 here back in 2019, they were a little bit on the smaller side just because there were so many fish and, there's kind of higher densities. So, yeah, it was tougher to get a bigger size fish with all those fish being down at the hatchery at that time.
Okay, so this year, it seems like this is a actually really good news for me. I have never been skunked when I went out there. And I've went, in years past, I've went 2 weeks without a release. But this year, I've never been skunked, but the fish I'm catching are smaller. A lot of there's a lot of theories out there. Why is the smaller 3 to 5 pounders, why are we catching them, and how old is that fish?
So, for the most part, those 3 to 5 pound fish should be what we'd call a 2-year-old. And when I say 2-year-old, technically they'd be 2 years come here October,
right,
when they spawn. But, looking, and again, kind of talking about stocking records, looking back at sizes and timing and all that stuff, we had some really, really good Cisco reproduction last year, age zero fish is what we call them. And those salmon that were stocked out, they were about 5 inches as well. And it just so happened that, the food was there, the habitat was there. And those young salmon, when they were stocked out, we actually sampled them when we were doing our Cisco monitoring, which was encouraging. And they were actually eating those young year Cisco. So it was cool to see. Like I said, we stocked them out at 5 inches roughly end of May, 1st of June last year. And by about September, some of those fish were 8 and 10 inches long at that time.
I was fishing probably 110, 120 feet deep in over 160 feet of water, and catching those 3 to 4 pound salmon, bringing them up, they had little minnows in them. Now, is that little Cisco they were feeding on all the way down there, or did they feed, say, for example, in shallower water, then they just stage down there at 120, 110 feet?
Yeah, so more than likely, yeah, they were age zero Cisco that you were seeing. And then those Cisco, they'll make, migrations throughout the day. You know, they'll come in shallower, then probably push out a little bit deeper. And so, yeah, it's just kind of a back and forth movement with both those salmon and the Cisco.
So Bruce Stell emailed us a question. He said, you know, most of the salmon that he caught when he was over there were males, not a lot of females. Has that been the case with a lot of fishermen this year? I know that I'm in the same boat. I caught more males, quite a bit more males than females.
Sure, yeah. And, yeah, I mean, that's probably, you know, the case. And, you know, it's kind of tough to get a head count on everybody. But I actually did catch a couple smaller females this year. So, you know, there's a mix of, you know, both males and females. But, you know, it does seem like there's maybe a few more males, younger males around, Captain.
So we're talking to Heath Headley, head fish biologist of Fort Peck Reservoir here on the Montana Outdoor Radio Show. Heath, what's kind of a mystery to everybody is that the bigger salmon, like the one Tom Birch caught on Wednesday, are not around this year. I mean, they're just about non-existent. So what happened to that class of salmon?
You know, it just, honestly, it looks like things didn't align for that year when we were stocking those fish. You know, that's not to say that there's some out there, and I'm sure, you know, we'll see a few trickle in here and there, you know, those bigger three-year-old fish that are, you know, teens and, you know, 20-pound range. But, you know, that the like I say, the best thing that I can kind of relate it to almost is, you know, even though you put good numbers of, you know, fish out there, you know, it's not all the slam dunk that we would hope for in terms of the fishery and seeing that success. You know, kind of like the crops this year and the drought we had. You know, just the conditions weren't there to have, well, sometimes a decent crop. But like I say, looking back, when we did stock some high numbers there, we had pretty poor Cisco production, Captain, that one year. And then also, you know, we don't know, I think we talked about it last year, but we did have the spillway running, you know, for, you know, shoot, almost 5 months there, I think it was. And so a little bit worried on, you know, what we might have lost through the spillway there during that time as well.
Right. So if you're confused, I'm definitely, you know, confused about it. And it's a tough job. You do a great job with that fishery. I know you love to fish salmon. How's your salmon season been going so far?
Well, I started out pretty rocky. It was, you know, there was a couple times where I went out and got goose egg, but these last three times that I've been out, like you, thankfully, unfortunately, been able to put at least one salmon in the boat on each of the outings.
Okay, perfect. Well, go out there and get a big one today, Heath, and we appreciate you spending time with us here on the Montana Outdoor Radio Show, and thanks for all you do and your Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks biologists do over there at Fort Peck.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and yep, I'm going to go give her a try, and good luck to everybody else out there that's chasing the black jaws.
All right, there you go. Heath Headley, head fish biologist, Fort Peck Reservoir.